tomorrow, I'm gonna have to give the shiur at 12:35. I think the kashrus program is over at 12:30 because they scheduled the meeting for me at 2 o'clock. So tomorrow's Wednesday. I have to give the shiur from 12:35 till 2, and then on Thursday I'll give the shiur from 1:05 till 2:30.
Kashrus is still on?
Yeah, still on.
Oh, I didn't
know. Till Thursday. Thursday is the last day. Avamates on the base. The Gemara discusses this psychological issue of Hochiach Sof al Tchilosoi in different cases. The one case was the situation where a man, if a husband tells the Sofer, Kisvu Tnu Get Lishti, write a get and give the get to my wife. Good. So then he goes away. So the Sofer and the Eidim should write the get, sign the get, and give the get. He said, Kisvu Tnu. What if he says Kisvu? He didn't say Kisvu Tnu. He never authorized them to give the get. He only authorized them to write the get. So even though they wrote it, they gave it, they didn't give it bishlichus or shalabal. So the get, she's not mevoreshes. What if he only said kisvu, but the police are taking away, the Roman police are handcuffing him, and they're taking away and they're going to put him in a dungeon. He's going to die there. So and he says kisvu. So then the Gemara says it's self-understood. What do you mean? Kisvu, write a get, and when I'll come back, I'll give the get. He doesn't think he's ever going to come back. The reason why he says kisvu, he means give my wife a get. So in such a case, kisvu means kisvu tenu. And not only if hayotze b'koilar, that's the lotion there. Koilar means they put a collar on his neck and they're going to put him in a dungeon. Not only hayotze b'koilar, hayotze b'shayor also. He's going on a long trip. He's going to be away from home on business. His wife, his life is not bisakana, but he doesn't know when he's ever going to come back. So when he says kisvu, it also means kisvu tenu. Even though he didn't say tenu, he says kisvu, it means kisvu tenu. What if he said kisvu get liishti? He looks all confused. The man says kisvu get liishti, and they thought that he meant kisvu tenu. They write a get and they give the get. And then he goes on top, and then afterwards he goes and he commits suicide. So the Gemara says, if he gets run over by a car, so kisvu probably did not mean kisvu tenu. But if he jumps over from the roof, he jumps off of the roof. Olalag gag benof olameis amrab shem gamliel. If it that's in the middle of lametes on the base. If it looks like he committed suicide, then it's a loy milson my friend. They can't give the get after he committed the suicide. And get la hamisa. But if he said kisvu, and they thought that he probably meant kisvu tenu, and then olal agag umeis meyatzma, he committed suicide. That's what he meant, and they really understood him correctly. When they heard him say kisvu, they had the impression that he meant kisvu tenu. So that's one of the cases where you say achiach sof al tchilas. Yeah, but in that case, the Gemara says there's more reason to say achiach sof al tchilas because sof kol sof, he said kisvu, he said something. Everything is normal. Zakta bracha shekadosham tzasan al ashchita shechtze behema. And then he does the zrikas hadam la'avodizar. So he's going to say achir sof al tchilosu that the shechita was also the shem avodizar. Zakta bracha when he shechted, he put on his yarmulke. He said a bracha. How can you say achir sof al tchilosu? So the Gemara says the two cases are not the same. That's why in each case you have to judge. Then the Gemara has the machlokes hatanaim from Bava Basra. They only slept it in over here because of this topic of Hachiyach Sof Al Tchilosai. A person is giving all of his assets to someone else. He doesn't give it directly. If you give me a Suda, I say, I want to give everything to you. So you say, fine, you give me a Suda. So when you give me the Suda, I give you ownership on everything. So you own everything. You own the Karka with the Metaltalin with the Eved Kanaini. And if you're a Kayin, I was not a Kohen, and I give you b'matana all of my assets, including the Avodim Knainim. You are a Kohen. So if tomorrow you say, oh, there are Avodim there, I don't want the Avodim. So you can't just say, I don't want the Avodim. What is it? Loi Muslim Afreya, that you're not Kohen of the Avodim. But at the time that I'm giving you ownership, I tell you, it consists of all kinds of furniture, metaltalim, and money in the bank, and karka and avodim. I tell you right up front that it includes avodim. So b'shas ma'isa, you didn't protest. You only protest tomorrow. So if you protest tomorrow, so you have the right to be mafke the avodim. what's the din hamafkir avda? If you're mafkir nebekanayni, the hefker is chala and nebekanayni. Does he need ishtar shichur? So that's a machlekes in Gittin. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but hamafkir avda yotze lecheres v'tzoch get shichur. Hamafkir avda yotze lecheres v'ein tzoch get shichur. Tosis on lamites on the base, im hamaschol, im hoi rabbi sheni koin. Refers you to the Gemara in Krisis, talks about it, but the Gemara in Krisis is assuming that you read through the whole sugya in the middle of Gittin, in the Lamed in Gittin. So in Gittin, it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So the Mekabel HaMatona, the Kohen, who's the Mekabel Matona, has the right to say a day after he was already Kohen of the Avodim, says, I don't want to own the Avodim. He can be Oikele Mafreya, the Kinyan. He made the Kinyan yesterday, he put in the Noisan HaMatona. He can be Oikele Mikanal Havo by declaring his Hefker. That's legitimate. Hamafker Abdo Yotze Lecheres. Do the Avodim still Oichel Betruma? So the Gemara quotes a Brice, Im Hoy Rabbi Sheini Kohen, Adayin Oichelim Betruma, even after he says, I don't want the Avodim. So the Gemara increases, he asks, why should they still be able to eat Truma? By his declaring, I don't want to own the Avodim, isn't that equivalent to Hafkara? And Hamafker Abdo is Yotze Lecheres, Hefker is Chal. So the Gemara says, apparently, so he no longer, the Avodim no longer belong to the Kohen. So the Gemara there, Tosis quotes, the Gemara increases, Dav Chavdal and Mebeis, the Gemara says, apparently the Tan and the Brais is of the opinion. That's how we pass. Can I'm Afkar Avda Yotze Lecheres, Efkar is Chala and the Kinyan Mamet, but you still need a Get Shichur. And cause mine, you don't give the Get Shichur, so the Kinyan Mamet is Spaka, Efkar is Chala and the Kinyan Mamet, but the Kinyan Isser is still there. And if there's a Kinyan Isser, apparently this Tan is of the opinion that that's sufficient to allow the Avodim to be Echol Betruma. That's a shaila also on the Gemara in Gittin. Whether Mu'ukil get shichur is Echel Betruma or not. When it says, Koin ki ikin nefesh, kinyan kaspo. If the Koin owns an Ebet Kanani, the Koin owns a behemoth of Koin, as Echelus Betruma. Or if the Koin owns, a Koin is married to a girl, an Arusa, a Nesua, a Yisraelis who's Nesua to a Koin, as Echelus Betruma, based on the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Koirach. That says Kol Tor Beveischa Yachol Kodesh Beisu Zulishto. So Kol Tor Beveischa Yachol Kodesh is referring to Eishes Koin Nesua Achelus Betruma. How do you know that in Arusa Achelus Betruma? So the Gemara says that's based on the pasuk Kinyan Kaspo. Koin Kik Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. So the Koin Kik Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, that the Kinyan Kaspo Shal Koin is Achel Betruma, refers to three. It refers to the Behemoth Koin, refers to Eishes Koin. A little funny. We put together the behemoth coin with the Eishes coin, and it refers to the Ebekneini Shalak coin. If the coin owns an Ebekneini.
Why do we need two psukim? We know an Arusa is a fellow, so
Kosher. That's a very good kasha. The Osameach talks about that kasha. So he says, behemoth coin is achelus betruma, but not because of a shoik shel shlomim. When you bring someone brings a carbon shlomim to the Beis Hamikdash, the whole flesh is nechel to tohorim. The Yisraelim, you don't have to be a Kohen. And the Chaz of a Shoik is only Nechal to Kohanim. So there is no din that behemoth Kohen. Kohen ki nefesh kin yikaspoi, heim b'yochol belachmoi, kin yikaspoi can eat, kin yikaspoi behemoth Kohen, and Ebed Kohen, and the Eishes Kohen, Arusa, can only eat Truma. They can't eat the Chaz of a Shoik. Eishes Koin is Ocheles Chaz of a Shoik. So the Yos HaMeach said, that's why you need the two psukim. And the Suah is even Ocheles Chaz of a Shoik. And Arusam and HaTorah doesn't eat Chaz of a Shoik. That's how the Yos HaMeach wants to say. He has a Yerushalmi that says something about it, but it says Fakir there. The Yerushalmi takes a stand on it, about when does an Eishes Koin Ocheles Betruma. So he thinks that there's a misprint in Yerushalmi, and the way he explains why he needed two psukim, that's exactly your question. Why do you need two psukim? So he thinks that that's what the Yerushalmi is driving at. That one pasuk tells you, Arusa achelus betruma, only truma, chaz of a shoik not. The other pasuk, Kaltor beveischa yochel kodesh, Kaltor beveischa beisiz elishta yochel kodesh, even goes on chaz of a shoik. Rashi says this in Kiddushin Nafyud Gimel on a beis, where the Gemara says there in Kiddushin that Arusa achelus betruma, a Yisraelis who's married to a kohen, even though there's only Erison. She's achelus betruma and atarot only with the rabbanon. That arusa zain achelus betruma. The Gemara has two reasons why: either mishum dechashina lesimpon, you're afraid that maybe he only has Erison, maybe after they'll have nisuin he'll discover that she's a balas mum, in such a way that he doesn't even need a get. The whole kiddush was a kiddush tois. It may turn out that she's not even married to the kohen. Either because chashina le simpa, simpa means something that breaks a kinyan, breaks something else. Either simpa means a mum on a mekach, that it's a glowing Muslim affair, the mekach was the mekach tois, or mum on the isha, or a simpa sometimes means a shaver. If I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000 and you have a shtar that says that that you paid already. So shoiver is also called simpon. The word simpon apparently is a Greek or a Latin word that means something that negates something else. Either a mum that negates the kiddushin, or a mum that negates a mekach, or a shoiver that cancels the effectiveness of a shtar. So that's a Gemara in kiddushin, Yud Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara says, Omarula, Arusa achelus b'tshumim en ha-Torah shenemar v'koin ki ikne nefesh kinyan kaspai. So Rashi asks, why did Ula have to discover a new pasuk for the Tanaim in the Sifrei, learn out from the pasuk in Parshas Korach, called Tor b'veis chayachol kodesh, beis ha-zuishtoi. So Rashi answers that beis ha-zuishtoi only goes on the Suah, and Ula has to prove from a pasuk kinyan kaspai that even Arusa is allowed to eat shum. How did Rashi know that called Tor b'veis ha-zuishtoi is only in the Sua, so that's a Gemara in Yuma. I think it's also the Afya Gimel. The first Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married, because when he does the Avodah, he says the Vidu, he says, Chipa Bada, Bad Besa, Besa Zuishto. He has to ask Mechila. He has to ask, has to say Vidu, Shechatase Ani Ubesi. Ani Ubesi means I and my wife. The first time he says Vidu three times. First he says Vidu, he says for himself and for his wife. Second time he says Vidi for himself and his wife and the whole Shevet Kohanim. The third time he says Vidi on behalf of all of Kol Yisrael. So the first time he says Vidi, Chipa Bada Bad Besa, Besa Zulishtoi, the Chipa means Kaporas Dvarim, he says the Vidi. So the Gemara says Beferish, it's not enough if he's married with Erisin. He has to have Nisun. The Yerushalmi says not so. The Yerushalmi, the beginning of Yuma, the simple reading of Yerushalmi is that Arusa is enough. So machlekes in the Rishonim, whether is that really so, that the Yerushalmi contradicts the Bavli, or maybe there's a way to reread the Yerushalmi, but the simple reading of Yerushalmi is that it doesn't agree with the Bavli. The Bavli says in Yuma, Daf Yigimel, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not enough if he's married with Erisin, he has to have Nisuin also. Because Beis HaZuishto is only in the Suah. So that's where Rashi got it from. Rashi in Kiddushin, Daf Yigimel says it. Kol Tor B'Veis Chayochol Kodesh goes on Eishes Koin, the Suah. And Kinyan Kaspa goes on Arusa. And the Or Samech says the Nafkamina Chap for Chaz V'Shoik. That by Chaz V'Shoik, the Pasuk Kotor, Kinyan Kaspa, Hem Yochlo Belachmai, only goes on Truma. Kinyan Kaspa is only a Chelas B'Truma. You can't eat Chaz V'Shoik based on Kinyan Kaspa. So in order to eat Chaz V'Shoik, she has to be Eishes Koin Nesua. That's how the Or Samech is Magir the Yerushalmi. Yeah. So again, so here there's a brisa that says, I was kosev kol nechasei l'acherim. I write you, everybody's alive, but instead of me giving you the shtar direct, I give the shtar to someone else to be zech and you'll be here. And you say, thank you very much. You're watching the way this all is going on. I'm giving all of my assets to Ploini HaKoyim. So the Koyim owns everything, and I say it includes karkav and karka, metalplim, and evit kanani. Everything belongs to you. Then tomorrow you say, I really don't want to own the Avodim. So you can't undo the Kinyan Avodim retroactively, as of yesterday. How can you undo? You can undo Mikan al-Habot by making such a statement. That's a declaration of Hefker. So how come the Tana says in the Braisa, the Avodim, im hoy rabbi sheni koin, they're still oichlim betruma? When he says, I don't want the Avodim, let's understand that statement to be an act of Hefker. So it does the quotes when the Gemara increases Daf Chav Dalet. It is an act of Hefka. But this Tana is of the opinion that Amafke Rabdoi, there's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel in Gitna and Daf Lamaches. So this Tana is of the opinion Amafke Rabdoi Yotze Lecheris, the Hefka is Chala and the Kinyan Mamen. But Tzorget Shichi, you still need a Shtar Shichur to be Mishachra, the Kinyan Issa. All right. And what's the Din calls mind? He doesn't have the Shtar Shichur yet, so he's still also B'Shivchak Nainis. What about Oichel B'Tshuma? So that's an Ibaya in the Gemara in Gittin, whether Mu'ukiv Geshichur is Echel B'Tshuma, ain't Echel B'Tshuma. The Rabba Koyin only owns the Kinyan Isar and the Eved. He was Mafke Rabba. He no longer owns the Kinyan Mammon. He only possesses the Kinyan Isar and the Eved. So the Kinyan Isar and the Eved prevents the Eved from marrying a Yisraelis. What about, does the Kinyan Isar suffice that the Eved Kanayin Shal Koyin should be permitted to eat Truma? So that's an Ibayah, the Leif Shita and the Gemara Gittin. So this Tanya goes with the opinion that the Mukav Get Shichur is Eichel B'Truma. That's what Tosis quotes from the Gemara. So that's what the Tana says. Mahay Rabbi Sheni Koyin, Harielu Oichlam Bitruma. And then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that Hachiach Sof Al Tchilosa. If in the end it becomes obvious that that's what he meant from the very outset, so which case is Hachiach Sof Al Tchilosa? So the Gemara says, what we're talking about is like this. I never gave the I'm the Rabbi Rishon. I never gave the Shtah Shichur directly to the Rabbi Sheni. I give it to someone else Bifan Echa. And he picks up the shtar shichur, he picks up the shtar matana, and he's acquiring ownership for the rabba sheni, for the karka, the metaltalim, and the avodim. So kolzman that the middleman, the one who's doing the act of zochel liyadim shlebifanim, kolzman he picks up the shtar for you. So what do you have to tumul? You don't want to have any avodim in the house. Marba avodim, marba gezel. You don't want to have avodim in the house. So, but you don't have anything yet. Somebody was zochel liyadim shlebifanim on your behalf. Somebody picked up the shtar shichur on your behalf. The minute he gives you the shtar shichur, the shtar kinyan, someone picked up the shtar kinyan on behalf of the rabbi sheni, the kohen. So there's no need for you to scream. You don't have any problems yet. The minute he gives you the shtar shichur, right away you say, yeah, I'll be happy to receive, to accept the whole matana, minus the avodim. I don't want to have to do with avodim. So the first minute that he says, right away, the first minute that the Zoyche gives the Shtar Matone to the Rabba Sheni, he says right away, first it was Shoysek Elevesov Tzavech. First, when the Zoyche picked up the Shtar Matone on behalf of the Rabba Sheni, Rabba Sheni didn't say anything. But then, Kipligi B'Shizigla De'Acher, this is on the fourth wide line on Lamentes on the base, V'Shosak V'Levesov Tzavech. The minute the Zoyche gives the shtar to the Rabbi Sheni, then right away he says, I don't want to have the avod. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, he says, Hachiach Sof Al Tchilosoi, that it's a gloy milsa l'mafriya now, that when the Zoyche, the middleman, picked up the shtar matona, and you didn't say, the Rabbi Sheni didn't say a word, but later on when you give him the shtar, he says, I don't want the avodim, it's a gloy milsa l'mafriya, he never wanted the avodim from the very outset. So they don't belong to him. They still belong to the original owner. So the original owner is Nishkin Koyin. So therefore, they're not Oichlam Betrum. So that's a different case of Achir Sof Al Tchilosa. The cases are not always going to be exactly the same.
Was he aware originally when he was Mazakir that after he was already aware of what was under?
Yeah, apparently he was aware. He knew this Karka and the Taltalim and Avodim. He knew this everything. But he said, what do I have to tumult? What do I have to scream? The whole thing is irrelevant. I don't have the shtar matana yet. Al pidin, he was zoicha immediately. So he should have been zoveach.
In that Gemara, in the Kuf Lamed Chet Amanalaf and Baba Basra, how long do you have before it's considered like immediately being zoveach, and how long before it becomes that no, now you have to do a Maisa Kinyan or Bimafker?
It's very unclear. Has to be a Turkid Adiba. So like you can back out from a Kenyan Turkid Adiba. So he has to object right away. He has to say he doesn't want it. Has to be Tzoveach Mitzchila. But if he's not Tzoveach when the middleman picks up the Shtar Matana for him, but the minute the middleman gives it to him, then he's Tzoveach. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Maybe in such a case, he's also saying Hachiach Sof Al Tchilosai. Maybe that's the equivalent of Tzoveach Meikor. Because there was no need for him to be tzoveach. Yeah. So what was the theme again of this Mishnah on Lamed Ches on the base? The Machlokes HaTanaim was, there was a Machlokes in the base HaMikdash, where the Baila Mefaglim or Baila Mei Mefaglim, when you bring a korban in the base HaMikdash, and the one is doing the dollar, one of the dollar avodas, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Ha'eloch, Hazrika, has a mind to eat, or to be makter, either achilas odom or achilas mizbech. Makter is called achilas mehemeyachol, yachel. Bayam ashlish, pigul hula yiratzah. So, hey, achol, yachel is a double ocean. Echer achilas odom, echer achilas mizbech. If the one who does one of the dalar avoid is shchita kimidan even by a non coin, Kabbalah Halacha Zrika has to be done to Apke Baikai. So whoever does one of the Dalar Avodas and has in mind Heyachol Yeyachel, either Achilas Odom, Achilas Mizbech, Chutz Lizmanoi, he makes the whole thing pigul. And even if we read it Tuchzmana, even before Lina, it's already pigul with an Issa Karis. And if you have in mind to do Achilas Odom, Achilas Mizbech, Chutz Lizmanoi, so then also makes it Pasul Beinbo Karis. So that's only, that din is only the one who's doing the avodah. What about the bailim, the bala korban? Can he make pigul or not? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. We pass him by the meilim afaglim. Bailim cannot make pigul. And even if you would have held the bailim on the faglim, which we don't hold, it's a question whether yafina chutz mipnim. Would you apply that also to shechitas chulin? A nochri who is very into avodah zarah, he wants to shecht his behemel avodah zarah. He wants to offer it to Krubis. He tells us he would like to offer to Krubis, but he doesn't know how to shech the behema to the Avodah Zarah. So yes, the Jew, you should shech. So the Jew shechts a kosher shechita. The Jew puts on a yamke, says a brach, and he shechts. The Jew doesn't have mind the shame to Krubis, but the Jewish sheche, the religious Jewish sheche, knows that the balak habehema has in mind that it should be to Krubis. So we paskin by the man of a faglim even in Karbonis. But even if you would hold by the man of a faglim, there's still room to argue the point and say that lay afino chutz mipnim. So we would pass on that it's kosher. So that's what the Gemara tells the story over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Ano Taya. There was a group of Arabs. Ano Taya Arabs. The Oso Litzikunya came to a Jewish city. Yaiv Dichri Letapchi saw they gave rams to Jewish Shechet. And they said, please do us a favor, shech the rams. We want the chalav and the dam because we're going to offer it to some of the Zora religion. Dom of Atarba Lididan. We want the chalav and we want the dam for Hakrobus Karbonis purposes, for Avodah Zora. Mashra Bisra Liditru. So the shaila is, but the Jews were doing the shechita. So do you say, Bailim Efaglim, that the Bala HaBehemeh, is a Nochri who's clearly saying L'shem Avodah Zarah, but the Jew is not Shechting L'Avodah Zarah. Jew is a religious Jew. So what's the din? So the Gemara says that it's not a problem. Sholcha Rav Tui Bar Rav Masna L'Gamedi Rav Yeski Agav Nemai, what's the Halacha? Whether the Baal HaBehemah could be Mechashiv L'Avodah Zarah makes it to Krubis and it's also about no or not? So he says no. Sholach Lei, so Rav Yeski sent a message, Sholcha Amar Rav Yudah Mishmal Halacha Ki Rav Yeski. Rav Yeski is in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says that Bailam anat mefaglim in Karbon is called Vachem, that Bailam anat mefaglim in Chulin. So it's mutter. Yeah. What's the din if it would have been Bailam mefaglim? Would have been Bailam mefaglim. So then it would have been considered to Krubis. So Rashi has a funny lotion over here.
So what would have been the result? The Yid would have been over something?
The Yid wouldn't be over anything, but Jews wouldn't be. They told the Eden, as far as we're concerned, you can keep all the flesh. But we just want the dam and the chalav. We want to bezerk the dam on the mizbech for Avodah Zarah. We want the chalav to be mocked. You can keep the flesh.
They couldn't keep the flesh.
So could they eat the flesh or would it be asa b'hano? So if you hold bailam afaglim on yafinu chutz mipnim, so then it would become tekruvus, it would be asa b'hano. So that's where Rav Yosi sent the message. No, we know that the din is like Rav Yosi in the Mishnah, Lamed Ches on the base, that bailam don't make it into Avodah Zarah. So it's muta b'hano. That's the answer. If the din would have been like the other Tana, that the Bailam do make it also b'hano. Why would the Bailam make it also b'hano? Because that's the din, that the Bailam of Aglim, and the Machshevas HaBailam would make it pigul if it would have been a carbon. Machshevas HaBailam makes it into Avodah Zarah. So there's a strange Rashi over here that the Achrayim talk about. I think I noticed last week when I was in Berlin, I think I saw the Lev Aryeh there discuss it. Rashi has a funny lotion over here. Rashi says, second line from the bottom of the Yomud. Eina nasa shluchai. Shaila is, do you say that the Jewish sheichet became the shliach of the goyish owner to make it into a tikruvus Avodah Zarah? If you
don't.
Ah, that what?
Rashi
l'shitas. There's no shlichas to go. Yeah, that's what the answer is. Yeh shlichas la'akom l'chumra. But is that why Bailam ha-mefaglim? Because the one who's doing the shchita kabbalah haloch hazrike is a shliach of the Bailam. That's not why. But let's say if you're holding korbanos, not only the one who does the shchita kabbalah haloch hazrike can have a machshevas pigul to pasal the animal, the korban, even the owner of the animal. The owner of the animal is the Baal HaKarbon. The animal is Kariv, if it's a Karbon on the Mizbeach. Animal is Kariv on his behalf. So there is a Tan who's of the opinion that Baal HaMafagd. We happen to Paskin even in Karbon is Baal HaMafagd. So there's nothing to discuss whether Yafinu Chutz Bifnim, even in the Azara. The Bailam don't make it pigle. If the Bailam wouldn't make it pigle, you would say the reason why is because the one is doing the Shechita Kabbalah Allah Hazrika is his Shaliach. Why should he be his Shaliach? And over here, if you would hold Bailam on the Faglim by Karbonis and Yafinu Chutz Bifnim, so the Jew Shechts Lushem, Jew puts on a Yarmga and he says a Brach Allah Shechita and he does Kisei Adam, if it's a Chayor or a knife. And then you say, since the owner of the animal is a goy, he's thinking the shame of the Zohar, so the Jew who shechted the animal is nasa shlucho to shechted the shame to krubis. But he's not shechting the shame to krubis. What if I ask you to be my shliach to do something and you don't do it? So what does it help that I made you a shliach, but you didn't do it? I say, do me a favor, take my behemoth shechted la b'dizor, make it to krubis. You go and you say, brach, you don't shechted the shame of the Zohar. You didn't have that in mind. So it doesn't help that I made you a shliach. Doesn't help that I made you shlich. The shlich lo yasa shlich usai. He didn't do what he asked him to do. So what does Rashi mean over here? If you would have said vaylem efaglim or yafinu chutz bimnim, we would have said nasa shlucha. The Jew is nasa shluch. What kind of nasa shluch? But the Jew is not shechting l'shem avod hazara. You say half of Rashi is meyushev. How can a nochri have a Jew as a shliach? There's no shlichus la'akum. So you say that Rashi in his own neshech seems to hold that yesh lichus lakum lechumer midirabbonim. So that part is not difficult. But the difficulty is, what do you mean? A shliach is, I asked the shliach do this on my behalf. Then the shliach goes and he does what I asked him to do. But the shliach does not shecht l'shem avod hazara. So what does it help? I made him a shliach to shecht l'avod hazara. He's not doing what I asked him to do. It's a strange Rashi. That's what the Leivari asks. Why did Rashi have to introduce this concept? Balaam of Faglim, the Balaam can make it into avod hazara. Balaam can make it into tikruvis. Just like by Korbanas, the Balaam can make it into people. Very strange. So what does the Gemara tell the story over here?
Isn't that Tigger, the whole thing is a fetish? Now, how could you ever think that you'd learn a culture? I mean, that thought was not shown
I don't know. We paskin even bifnim. It's also the Balaam and Mefaglim. And if you would have said by Korbanas Balaam Mefaglim, then the Gemara says then it would be a further machlagas. But the Afinu Chutz Bifnim anak. So yes, how can you learn that Chutz Bifnim? What's the mamatzin over here? I don't know. You don't need a kain. Yeah. You don't need a kain for Avodah Zarah. You only need a kain for Pesach Minyan. I don't know. So then the Gemara has a shaila, the third line from the bottom of the Omer. What's the din? Yaib lezuzah letabach Yisrael mai. What's the din? A Jew is going to shecht the behemoth. He doesn't have a freezer. So what's he going to do with a ton of flesh? He has to get customers to buy. So he gets people subscribe in advance. So you pay me $20 worth. Then the other guy pays me $40 worth. He's going to pay $100 worth. And I'm going to divide up the behemoth to many. I'm going to shecht the behemoth as soon as I get it. 100% of subscribe customers to buy the flesh, I'm going to shecht and I'm give everybody their flesh and they're going to eat it right away because we have no freezer. It's going to get ruined. So what if the din would have been the Bailam Amefaglim? And the din would have been Yafinu Chutz Bifnim. So if the Baal HaBehema has in Zin, the owner, the one who paid a shutfis, he's a $20 shutif in a $2,000 behema, a $10,000 behema. So he's a $20 shutif in the behema. And he is a real fruma oivir avodah zarah. He, whenever he has an opportunity to, he would like to sheft all the behemoths in the world for his avodah zarah. He's such a great believer in his avodah zarah. So if the din would have been Bailam Mefaglim, so he only owns less than 5% of the behemoth. So would you say in such a case, Bailam Mefaglim or not? The goy gave $20 to the Jew to own 5% of the cow. And then the Jew shechts the cow, and he's going to have to give him his 5% of the cow. So would you say over here that because the guy paid $20 in advance, he's considered a bailam on the $20 worth? And therefore, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, that the bala behem is a mechashiv is the oivet le'aminu. That the guy is going to be mechashiv to krub is avodah zarah. Jew is shechting, it doesn't pose a problem. The Gemara Sofik is, if you would have held like the other Tana, would that be enough? So what's takadadin? If the guy gives $20, is that kaina? Our moes kaina is by metaltalim, by a guy. It's a behemoth, it's metaltalim. Our moes kaina is by metaltalim. So Taisis refers you to the first daf and the second parak in Bechoris. Daf Yigimel Amar Aleph Amar Beis. The Gemara there gives the following presentation. The pasuk says, "V'chisim kamim kala misecha, kana mi'ara misecha, altonu ishesachim." You're not allowed to cheat. I know us mommy. You're not allowed to cheat when you make a business transaction. So the pasuk says, "V'chisim kamim kala misecha." If he's selling to a Jew, sounds like if he sells to a guy, there's a different rule. There is a different rule. The Gemara says, "Eino no lakum." There's no penalty if I know. It doesn't mean there's no avera. And avera if I know, there certainly is. That's how the Rashash points out on that daf. The Gemara's lashon there, the first daf in the second parak in Bechoris daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara's lashon is lamisecha atamachzor I know, yatamachzor I know laakum. Hachzoros I know is the penalty. If I cheated you, yes, I'm ishtus. If I cheated you, shtus kana or machzor I know. If I cheated you, yes, I'm ishtus. Then bottle mekach. You have a right to back out completely. So there is a penalty. Pachas mishtus is kana, and he doesn't. There's no penalty. If he cheated, the moicha cheated the lakech, or the lakech cheated the moicha, it doesn't make a difference. One cheated the other one. If he cheated either shtus or yesem shtus, then you have a penalty. So the Gemara learns that from the word lamisecha, lamisecha atamachzor no. There's a pen in the pasuk. It only says lo sonu isha samisa. You're not allowed to cheat. You're not allowed to fool the other party and pay the wrong amount, or take too much, or pay too little. It's an isa right now. How did the Tanoim know that there's a penalty of right now? What does it say? So that's what the Minchas Chinah has a long piece. He says, based on the Ramban Chumash, the Pasuk is Mamayit, that there's no Einor LeKarkan. The Pasuk is Mamayit, there's no Einor LeHegdish. There's no Einor for Nochrim. What do you mean, there's no Einor? It's Mutter to cheat Hegdish, Mutter to cheat Nochrim. How can it be? It's certainly also to cheat Hegdish, and it's also to cheat by Karka. The Pasuk gives you the original example of the Din of Einor. The Mispar Shan Macha Yoevel Timkar Lamisecho. You should sell according to how many years. He's going to use it because when it comes Yovel, it's going to go back to you. So you only have 5 years left to Yovel, so don't charge him a full price for the karka. He's only going to have it for 5 years, then you're going to get it back. So the example that the Chumash gives is talking about Einor LeKarkos. How can the Tanaim read the Psukim, Einor LeKarkos, against what it says in the Chumash? That's what the Ramban Chumash says. You see from the Psukim that there are two parts to the din of Einor. There's a prohibition, you're not allowed to do Einor, then there's a penalty. So Einor LeKarkos is Mamait that there's no penalty. If you cheated someone else in karka, shtus, yes, I'm shtus, you don't have the penalty on machzor I know, or batel mekach, he has a right to back out. The penalty doesn't exist. So the same thing by lamisecha, by akum. You're not allowed to cheat an akum, it's an isa, you're not allowed to cheat an akum, but if you cheated akum, then the penalty doesn't apply. That's what Yom HaMayim. That's what the Mishkan is. Yankiv writes, and it's true, and that's how the Rashash writes also the same thing. That the Rashash says it based on the Loshan HaGemar. So that's one amisecha. So the chisim kamim kala amisecha kana miyad amisecha altonu ish esachiv. So altonu ish esachiv already tells you achiv prat laakum, but it says two more amisechas. Chisim kamim kala amisecha kana miyad amisecha. So the Gemara says lamisecha. The Gemara says in Hazov, when you go shopping in the store and you have a brayer, either to go shopping in the Jewish grocery or to shop in the A&P, so the Gemara says even if the Jew charges a little extra because the A&P is so big, so they can charge less, and the Jewish store charges a little more, so it's a mitzvah to give the business to the Jew. So that's enough. You have three times the word appears in the Chumash. Chisim kamim kala misecha kana miyana misecha atonu isha socha. So isha socha is prat la'akum, so there's no penalty by no la'akum. Then one Lamisecha tells you it's always a mitzvah to do business dafka with Jews, and the Gemara says in Hazov, even if it costs you a little bit more. If you're going to add up the whole year long, it's going to cost $1,000 more. And the guy doesn't make $1 million a year. He makes $100,000. $1,000 is a lot of money. So there's a limit how much you're mechuyev to give. What's the third Lamisecha? It says twice Lamisecha, and it says one times L'achicha. So the Gemara says the other one tells you when you're selling, the pasuk is talking about akana miyada misecha dara nikta miyad liyad, that there's only ainoa by metaltalim, there's no din of ainoa by karka, means the penalty of ainoa. So the pasuk is talking about selling metaltalim. And then the pasuk says lamisecha, so the Gemara says lamisecha b'choda ula akum b'choda. Whatever kinyan works, whatever both parties are Jewish, by metaltalim, so if you're dealing with a nochri, the other kinyan is going to work. So taka, which kinyan works if both parties are Jewish? So that's a machlekes of Yechonam Ish Lakish in Perek Azov, whether Dvar Torah Mois Koines, Dvar Torah Meshicha Mefureshes Menatur. So Ish Lakish holds that Ish Lakish holds Meshicha Mefureshes Menatur. Since it says Akana Miyad Amisecha Miyad Davar Nikta Miyad Liyad, the Meshicha and Hagbo is Koines Menatur. That's Ish Lakish holds like that. And we don't accept Ish Lakish. Whenever there's machlekes of Yechonam Ish Lakish, we always pass by Rabbi Yechonam except for three cases. This is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. So we pass like Rabbi Yechonah, the Dvar Torah, Mois Koines, and Mashiach is only Medirabbanon.
And Rashi,
right. Rabbi says there, Rabbi makes a statement there in Perek Azov, after this Machlekes Rabbi Yechonah Reish Lakish, that Kro Umasnita Mesai Leila Reish Lakish. There's a Pasuk, and there's a Braisa in Me'ilah that support Reish Lakish's opinion. So Rashi understood the Gemara to say that Rabbi is paskening like Reish Lakish. Rav is paskin like Reish Lakish. So the Rabbi Natan Matesa disagrees with Rashi. It's not so. Rav is the one who said in Perek Acholetz that we only paskin like Rabbi Yechonah, like Reish Lakish, in three cases when he disagrees with Rabbi Yechonah. And if he really meant what he said over here, Krom Asnita, the pasuk in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, and the Brice and Me'ila support Reish Lakish, they should have said four cases are exceptions to the rule. So Rabbi Natan says, what Rav meant to say was Kro Masnita Alechayra Masai Leil Reish Lakish. Superficially, they seem to support Reish Lakish's opinion, but bottom line, you can fire him for the kash. So that's how the Rabbi Natan assumed. That's how the Rambam also assumed. We don't pass like Reish Lakish. We pass like Rabbi Yechonah. Dvar Torah Mois Koines. So the Gemara says there in Chayrus Daf Yud Gimel, whichever Kenyan works by Yisrael, where both parties are Jewish, the opposite kinyan will work by a nachri. How did he come off to say such an idea? Because it says three times in that pasuk, "Lamisecha, lamisecha," and then liochicha. So one of them teaches us that it's always a mitzvah to deal in business with Jews. The other one tells us that there's not din by nor la'akam, the penalty doesn't apply. The third one tells us this din, "Lamisecha bechada ulakam bechada." When you're dealing, two Jews are dealing Mecca Hametalplim, because we're talking about Hametalplim, because it says Akana Miyad Amisecha. You're talking about Hametalplim, that's Miyad Liyad. Karka, you can't call it Miyad. That's a question. The Pasuk says, when Avram Avinu purchased the Moris HaMachpela, it says, Ve'ikachas Kalarta Miyadai. So it does say Miyad. That's a good Tekash. The Rishonim has that Kash. We're not sure exactly what the Teretz is. But that's how the Gemara says. So the third time it says Lamisecha, and that Pasuk tells me, see, if you hold like Reish Lakish, if you would have held like Reish Lakish, that Dvar Torah, Meshicha Mefureshes, when a Jew sells to another Jew, Meshicha works Mena Torah, so then by Akum, the din will be the opposite will work, it'll be Dafke Nikna B'Mois. But if you hold like Reb Yechanan, that Dvar Torah Mois Kain is B'Yisrael, so then by Akum it's Fakir, only Meshicha will work, the opposite king will work. As the Tosis talks about, we have an institution today of Mechiras Chometz. Years ago, they didn't have the institution of Mechiras Chometz. They didn't have Chometz that could last, they didn't have any freezers. How can they have Chometz that's going to last for so long? You're going to have a loaf of bread, it's going to get spoiled. Unless it's already spoiled anyway. Okay. You're going to have a loaf of bread, you're going to keep it for a whole week long, so it's going to get very, very hard. It's going to taste awfully stale. So years ago they didn't have an institution of Mechiras Chametz, but they had Mechiras Behema HaMevakeres. When a Jewish farmer had a cow that's about to give birth for the first time, and it may be a Zoch, it may be in a cave, and if it's going to be a Zoch, it's going to be Kodesh B'Kedushas B'chor Behema Torah. Then you can't shecht it till it gets a mum, and then even after you shecht it, after it gets a mum kavua, you have to give it to Kohanim. It's going to be a Matnas Kohuna. There's going to be a whole Esek. To sell a behema, to sell a shutfis to the nochri and the behema hamavakeris behema that's about to give birth, to sell a shutfis to the akum just in order to get rid of the mitzvah that you're not allowed to do. That's harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah. Let's say there's one lulav and esrog in the whole city, and someone takes the lulav and he breaks it in half before sukkahs. So he ruins the possibility. You have only so many matzahs for the whole city. Someone takes the matzah, he throws them and he burns them all before Pesach. It's ridiculous. So you're not allowed to do that. You had the opportunity to perform a mitzvah, and then you ruin it, b'yadayim. So to sell a behema, to sell a chutvus to a nochri and a behema mevakeres, in order to not be mechuyev to perform the mitzvah of giving the matan skuna, that's not right. And the Gemara tells a story, someone did that and he was punished. Kalu kule chevasa, or his whole herd of animals died because he wasn't supposed to use that haram. So Tais is there and prayer is that Gimelam and Beis says, how can we do it with manazem maisim mechoyan? Whenever the farmer in the springtime, when before Pesach, when the cows are about to give birth, so they always make a shutfus with the nochri in order to be relieved from the din of b'chor behemet Torah. So how come we assume it's permissible? How come we assume it's a mitzvah? Why isn't it considered an aver? So Tais says, what motivates us to make a shutfus with the akum is not because we want to get rid of, we want to pater ourselves in the mitzvah. Now that would be harama, that's not right. We are afraid someone's going to violate the isa mila behegdish. So if you're going to have a b'chor behemet Torah, who knows how long it's going to take till it's going to get a mum kavua? You're not permitted to be matal mum b'yadayim. So it may take forever till it gets a mum kavua, and you're going to have this b'chor behemet Torah. The b'chor zocher is going to be sitting around on the farm for the longest time. So somebody, my mistake, may put a bundle on top of the animal and have it carry the bundle for him. So that's a violation of l'sava b'b'chor sherecha. It's an easy gizla avayda, la sogel b'chor tzeinecha. So what motivates us to do the mechiras behema hamvakeres is not because we want to shake off the mitzvah of b'chor behema Torah, that would have been also, because we want to do the haram in order to avoid violation of the avera of la sogel b'chor tzeinecha. They said that's mutter. Haram in order to avoid violation of an avera is mutter. Haram to pati yourself from a mitzvah, that's not right. Right. If it turns out to be in a keva, then there's no mitzvah, there's no avera, there's nothing. There's no problem. If it turns out Adan Tzadah is going to turn out to be a zachar, then it probably will not have a mum, probably will not be born with a mum. If it's born with a mum, then you can shecht it. You don't have to wait till it gets a mum. You can shecht it, and you have to give it to the Kohanim. So then, if you know in advance that it already has a mum, and then the selling the shutvis to the akum is only for the purpose of pattering yourself on the mitzvah, then you did wrong. That's haroma to patter yourself on the mitzvah that you're not permitted to do. But if you don't know if it's going to have a mum, it may not. It may be born, probably will be born without a mum, and it'll take at least a half a year or longer till it's going to develop a mum kavu on its own. So then the motivation to sell the shutvis to the akum is in order to avoid violation of the avera. He wants to avoid suffic violation of an aver. Yeah. That's what we're afraid of. If you're going to have a behema, b'chor behema Torah around the farm for 6 months, so for sure, probably, someone is probably going to get hanor from him. Someone's going to have it to do avoida for him. So that's why we have this institution. That's why the Bali Atos has set up this institution of selling a behema hamavakeris. So our practice today that we do mechiras chametz, this is patterned after selling behema hamavakeres, exactly the same. So we make all the 6 kinyonim. Why do we have to make so many kinyonim? So if he would have known for sure that the din is like Rish Lakish, Rashi Paskin is like Rish Lakish, like he said, because Rabbi said kro masnita mesay lele Rish Lakish. The pasuk in Parshas Vayikra and the brisa in Maseches Meila support Rish Lakish. The Rashi says, so that's it. Rav endorses Rish Lakish's opinion that Meshicha Mefuresh is Menatar. So if you say Meshicha is Mefuresh, Meshicha is Kaina, when you have both parties are Jewish, then if one of the parties is an Anjou, or both parties are non-Jews, hereby Mechiras Behema V'Hakeres, one of the parties is an Anjou, then the opposite Kenya will work, then the din will be Mois Kainas. So then, if the Nochri will pay me for the Behema V'Hakeres, they'll pay me a dollar. To buy a dollar's worth of the mother of the Hema Vakeresh, right? So that solves the whole problem. You have a shoot for Sakum. But because the Rabbi Natam holds not like Rashi, he holds even though Rabbi said Kro, Masnita Messiah Lady Rish Lakish, Rabbi only meant Lachaira, seems to support Rish Lakish. But in truth, it doesn't really support Rish Lakish. And the din is really like Rabbi Yechanan, the Dvar Torah, Mois HaKoinis, when both parties are Jewish. And then the Pasuk says, Lamisecha Bechoda Lakam Echoda. The only time Mois HaKoinis Menater by Metatlam is both parties are Jewish. But if one of the parties is an Ochri, then La'akum Echada, then you need a different Kenya. The opposite Kenya works. Then you need Meshicha. So then, that's what the Rishonim said, then when you sell the Behemaham of Hakeres to the Goy, it wouldn't be sufficient with Mois. He would have to make Mamish and Meshicha or a Hakbo. And then the same thing when the rabbi selling the Chometz to the Goy, So the guy's going to give $1,000 to buy everybody's chametz, $10 to buy everybody's chametz. That's not good enough. Mois is not kindness. You need the opposite. You need meshicha. So that's why there's a problem. According to Rashi, once you did mois, the problem is solved. The guy was kind, but we don't accept Rashi's opinion. We're not satisfied with Rashi. Rabbi Natam holds that the opposite is true. The din is like Rabbi Yochanan. When a Jew is selling to another Jew, the Torah mois kindness. So when a Jew is selling to the guy, you need dafke meshicha or hagbah. So by the behemah hamavakeres, by the chometz, the guy has to make a hagbah. But meshicha and all the chometz, he doesn't do that. So that's why we require a whole bunch of additional kinyanim. Make 5 additional kinyanim. In addition to the kinyan mois, make another 5 kinyanim. So the Gemara has over here like that, 3 lines from the bottom. Yaiv lezuzah letapchei sol mai. A Jewish shochet is getting subscriptions. He's going to shech the behemah. The behemah has 2,000 pounds of flesh, and he wants to sell flesh. So he wants to sell 100%. He has to have subscriptions for 100% of the flesh before he shechts it. So the guy says, I want to buy $20 worth. So he's one of the customers, and he pays $20. So is the din mois kindness or not? So Tosis tells you, look in the Gemara M'choras Daf Yud-Gimel. Rashi also says, it's an issue. Whether the guy is kind of b'mois or not depends whether you hold like Rabbi Yechon or hold like Shlokish. So the Gemara says like this. Even if the din is that the guy is not kind of b'mois, even if the din would be like the Rabbi Natam says, that two Yisrael are kind of b'mois the Torah. So in the Mele, the opposite kinyan works by goy, la'misecha b'chodo, la'akum b'chodo, an opposite kinyan, you need dafke meshicha, and mois are not kindness, but if the nochri is a inish almahu, that's the third line from the bottom, chazina, the Gemara says, we take a look, it depends. The inish almahu, if the nochri is a tough cookie, he's an alam, he's not going to let you get away with this. He's going to scream and dance, he's going to go to the police, he's going to go to the courts. He's going to sue the Jew. He's not going to let him get away with this. What do you mean that the Rabbi Natan Paskins, that the guy is not kind of, I don't care. I've never heard of this Rabbi Natan. I want my $20 worth of flesh. So if he's an Inish Almahu, then with the Rabbanon, that's what the Tosis says. It's only a din with the Rabbanon. That's the bottom Tosis. The Inish Almahu, also with the Rabbanon, then we consider it as if he is an owner, even though strictly speaking, he's not a shutef at all, because he made a kinyan mois, and Rabbi Natan says, you need Mashiach. Mois are not kindness. But since he's an alum and the guy considers it, there's no way the Jew is going to get away without giving him his 20 pounds of flesh over here. So midirabbanan we consider it as if he's a shutef, and therefore the din would be that if you hold bailam afaglim, he would be able to aser it. So that's an interesting din midirabbanan. Even though mikra din, the kinyan is meaningless, but since he's a gabra alam and he doesn't care what the din is, he's gonna force the Jew to give him his 20 pounds of flesh. So therefore, we treat it midirabbanan. We have a chumra. We treat it as if he's a bailam on the flesh, and whatever din follows in consequence, that'll be the din. The din will be that if you hold bailam afaglim, he'll be able to asa the behema mitam to kruvis. So this is bemes up somewhat the din midirabbanan. What kind of halach is that? There's such a din in the Rambam that the Ravid is massing on. The Gemara says, Shalchoy ateroy avalateroy shal acherim. There's only bayirot baymotzei leiroy lachochametz. If the Jew owns chametz, on Pesach he's in violation of bayirot baymotzei. If a non-Jew owns chametz, it's not my violation. Let's say there's a non-Jew who works in my office on Chalamay, and he comes in with a sandwich. He comes in with a salami sandwich, a trefa sandwich, and bread. Pesach. It's his chometz, it's not my chometz, it's not my problem. And there's no chashash that I may forget to eat from his sandwich. He has chazah. Every day, all year long, he comes in with a tray for sandwich. I never eat from his sandwich. So there's no concern that I'm going to eat from it. So the Gemara says, but if the Jew is mekabel achrayis on chemtza shalakum, if the nochri is hivkid chemtza eitzel ha-Yisrael, and the Jew is mekabel olav achrayis, different opinions in Shulchan Aruch, 3 different opinions based on the Tosis, 3 different opinions. How much achrayis? Is it achrayis like a shamachinam that you chayv in pshia, or does it have to be more than that? Achrayis like a shamasachar that you chayv even a gnev aved, or does it have to even be more than that? Achrayis like a shoyl that you chayv in onsen. So 3 different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. To what extent do you have to be mekabel achrayis? The Gemara just says, if the Jew is mekabel achrayis and the chemtza shalakum, that's hufka retzlo, then the Jew is in violation of Bal Yiro Baimotz. So what if the Jew never legally accepted achrayis. The Nochri is a gangster from the mafia, and he leaves his chametz by the Jew, and the Jew knows if at the end of the day the chametz is going to be missing, he's going to force him to pay. There's no way the Jew is going to get out of it. He's not legally mechuyif to pay. Is that called kibul olam achrayis? That's a machlok, is the Rambam and the Raida. The Gemara says, Chamiru chamira b'nei chela mi bataycho. Be'iru. The Gemara says, Be'iru chamira de b'nei chela. The b'nei chela used to be goyish soldiers who were stationed in the Jewish homes, and they used to leave their chametz there. In the home of the Jews didn't want him in the kibul achrayis. So the Gemara says, since the Jews are held responsible for the chametz of the goyim, so the Rambam read in the Gemara, since the Jews are responsible, even though it's not legal, but the B'nai Chela, the soldiers, the Goyish soldiers, are just Anoshim Takifim. They're in Ishalma, so that's considered as if Kibbul Olav Achrayis. And the Ravid is Masik, no. It's only if the Jew accepted Parim Sal Achrayis. How did the Rambam know to learn Pshat in that Gemara, that even though the Jew never legally accepted Achrayis, but since the Nochri is an Inishalom, so it's considered as if Kibbul Olav Achrayis. So the Pashtus is, it's like this Gemara. This Gemara says, if the goy owns 5% of the flesh of the animal, and the goy is thinking l'shem avodah zarah, then the Jew shechts. So according to that Tana, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, that Balaam ain't a mefagim, even by korbanos that Balaam can't make pigul. So by chulin, certainly not. But according to the other Tana, Ashochet lo v'kachovim, Rabbi Eliezer posel, because the owner of the behemoth, the owner of the behemoth is a goy, and he's thinking the shema of the zara. Even though the Jew said a bracha on the shechita, the Jew is not thinking the shema of the zara. So Rab Tana Rab Lezer holds baile mefaglim by karbonos, and afinu chutz mipnim. So the Gemara says, and even if the goy doesn't really own the behemoth, but the goy is an inish almahu, he gave $20 to the Jew, and strictly speaking, the moyas are not kindness. If you hold like the Rabbi Natan, Moyas HaKoinis by Metatlim, both parties are Jewish. One of the parties are non-Jew, then is you need Mashiach. So Moyas HaKoinis. But the guy is Inish Almahu. He's a tough person. He's not going to let the Jew get away with it. So the Gemara says, Midir Rabbanu, we treat it as if he's a Baal. So this Gemara is the marker for the Rambam. The Gemara says, Midir Rabbanu, the Rambam didn't mean Menatur. The Rambam probably meant the same as this Gemara. Midir Rabbanu, if the Nochri is an Inish Alam, and he's going to force the Jew to give him the flesh, it's considered as if he's a Baal. The same over there, if the Nochri is an Inish Alam, and if the Tikkun of Chametz will be Ovad, he'll hold the Jew responsible, so then it's considered as if the Jew is Kibbul Olav Achrayis. So this is Mistam and the Mokar for the Rambam. The Inish Alam is a Din Midir Rabban. What if he's not an Inish Alma? What if the guy is not an Inish Alma? Whatever the law is, that's the law. So then, the Gemara is very strange. The Gemara is very strange. Gemara says, if the Nochri is not an Inish Alma, so, Rashi and Tosis presented like this. You look in Bechoris Daf Yud Gimel, the first Daf and the second Perek in Bechoris. So the Gemara makes a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish on the level of the Raisa. How is a Jew kind of from another Jew metalklan, Rishlokan holds by Torah, Meshicha Mevareshes Menatera, Rabbi Yechon holds by Torah Moiskayin. So based on whatever Kenyan works, if both parties are Jewish, so the Gemara says the third time it says Lamisech means Lamisech Bechada Laka Mechada, the other Kenyan works. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Mois Hakoinus when you're selling a behemoth to a guy. Here, the Jew has a behemoth and he wants to get subscriptions. He wants to sell all the flesh before he shechts it. So right away, if he shechts it, he'll divide up all the flesh, give it to everybody. He doesn't have any refrigeration. So goy paid $20 in advance. So does the goy own his $20 worth or not? So it depends on the machlokes there in Pchoras Daf Yud Gimel. So Rashi and Tosfos learn in our Gemara, it's irrelevant what the halacha has to say. Even if the halacha says, it all depends, is he an inish, the goy is an inish alma, or he's not an Inish Alma. If he's an Inish Alma, if he's a tough cookie, and the Jew is not going to get away with this, he's gonna see to it that he's going to hold the Jew responsible. The Jew must give him his $20 worth of flesh. Then it's considered as if the guy is a shutif in the behemoth, and according to the Tana, Rav Lezer, and the Mishnah, it'll be tikruvis, because the guy is a part owner, and the machsheva sakum is lavadizar. And if the guy is not an Inish Alma, even if the din would have been that vatera, Mashiach is kind, even if they didn't would have been like Rish Lakish, the Mashiach is kind when both parties are Jewish. And the Mela, Mois HaKainis when one of the parties is a guy. So the goy was kind of $20 worth of flesh. So Rashi says, but since the Jew could be misalakim, because he's not an Enish Alma, the Jew could be misalakim, so therefore he doesn't aser the flesh. What do you mean the Jew can be misalakim? The Jew was going to be a ganef? If the goy was kind of $20 worth of flesh, what right does the Jew have to be misalakim? Yisroch Yishoch and Misalik Leilav Gham Einan Asu Shluchay. The Amalei, the last two lines, right? Amalei, the Jew can tell the guy, Lo Labusi Shitavticha. Pile flying, what's going on over here? The Motzi Matchilei. Motzi Matchilei. So that's what the Pharisee Yankiv stands on his head to try to explain what's going on over here. He gives various suggestions, one after the other, and they're all very problematic. He's not sure exactly what kind of a halacha is this. The Jew is not allowed to be misalik the goy. If you hold the Vartura, whenever one of the parties is a goy, boys are koinas, if you hold like Reish Lokish, that Meshichim b'foresh is when both parties are Jewish, and the mele, la misecha b'chodah, lakam b'chodah. So if one of the parties is an un-Jew, then the kinya that works is mo'oi, so the goy paid $20 to get $20 worth of flesh. How can the Jew be misalikim? He has no right to be misalikim. So since he can cheat him, so therefore he doesn't ask the bema, why not? Some kind of Rashi says, it's a lack of smichas das. Who has a lack of smichas das? The goy is lacking smichas das. The Jew is lacking smichas das. It's very unclear. Tosis says, Who would it Tosis mean? Who's not smichas das? The Jew is not having smichas das. The goy doesn't have. So very unclear. Shverish, the Kol Gemara here.
This is back to the Rabbi's original question.
Yeah, we don't know what Rashi means by the shlucha. But the Lev Aryeh asks on the Rashi, what kind of nasa shlucha?
Trying to avoid the question of Tosis Rin. Shlucha shalom kolosov, yorok yado. And he says, no.
The what? What's the issue with the Tosis Rin?
Exactly.
Or no, just the agent. Mm-hmm. He ends up because he's the agent. I don't know. They're both parts of the whole Rashi is strange. Nasa Shlucha is problematic, and then the other line of Rashi, if the Nochri is not an in Shalom, then even if the Machsheva Sakum is L'shem Tikrubis, and you go basa bala behema, but here, since the Jew could be misalkim, how could the Jew be misalkim? It's connected adin, he's not allowed to be misalkim. So Tosfos says, because there's a lack of smichas das. On whose part is there a lack of smichas das? Why? Why should it be a lack of smichas das? Very unclear. Don't know. So then yesterday we started the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Shoichet, the shem tikruves should normally be asabano. Here the Mishnah says shchitas apsula. More understands only asabachila. So Rashi and Tosfos came up with the wapra of a chiddush that tikruves to mechuber doesn't become asa. Tikruves to balachaim does become asa. Tikruves to mechuber does not become asa. Because Rashi and Tosfos hold that balachaim and mechuber are two different dinim. The Rambam says they're exactly the same din. Ein bo tvisas yaradam. Then the Gemara continues to put the two together. The simple reading of the Gemara is like the Rambam. Halfway down on Nem Amar Al, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Hoy se behem es chaver vutz lefnei avodis kechovim. Usually the din is, Ein an avos adob v'shein ushaloi. If I bow down to my behema, so it's nevad, so it's posel lagabi mizbech. Rashi quotes from Baba Kama, daf mem em beis. Commenting on the opening posel in Chumash v'yikra. You can bring a kod min abokam min atzon takribus korbanchem. So min abaka min is a mute. Min abaka lahatzi as hanevad. If I worship my animal, so it's muta b'hanoa lehedyot, but it's pasal l'gabi mizbech. Min atzon lahatzi as hamukta. If I designated by animal, I was makzid, I'm going to be makrivit l'avod azorah. So there is a din of this hegdash l'agavoya. If I set aside an animal, I say harez oila harez ashlamim. So it becomes a kedusha guf l'mizbech. If I set aside an animal, I say this should be an oila ashlamim for the avod azorah. So there is no such din. It's muta bahano, but it's posel lagabi mizbech. The Gemara in the end of Temura tells you it doesn't become aser pasal the gadim zech so quickly. It has to be set aside for a long, long time to be makrivit labedizar. So this din that min habaka the hotzi sanever, if the animal was worshipped, the animal was deified. It's also manor. That's only if the bala behema deifies his own animal. I'm going to be mishtachva to your behema. I'm mishtachva the behemas chaveiro loyasora. That's how the Gemara says, Loyasar afid alam izbeach. Why? Because they know the most of Dov Hashem is Shaloy. My das cannot be mitzdarev, cannot become mitzurev to your property. But nonetheless, if shochet bapurto, asora. Even though ain't on the most of Dov Hashem is Shaloy, I'm mishtach with your behema. But if shochet bapurto, then I can asa. Why? Because even though it's balichaim, and even though it's Dov Hashem is Shaloy, nonetheless, with the Maisa Purta, you say, Adam is Oisa Balichaim. So Rashi refers you to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. In the parentheses in Rashi, it says, Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara says, the Afal Pishomer, I'm Shtach by the Karka Adam, Loyasora. If I bow down, I own a mountain. I bow down to my own mountain. Elanam, you can't say Elanam Oisa Dovashin Shalot, but it's Mechuber. Elohim al Haharim, Eloi Haharim Elohim. So I bow down to the mountain that I own, loyasar, because it's karka olam. Nonetheless, if chapa bar shichan amarais, vishtaf alohem, it is asar. So Rashi puts the two together, just like mechuber doesn't become asar, but if asar b'maise, it does become asar. Avodah Zarah nun dalet, but the nami balechayim can't become asar lahed yod, but if shochet bapurto, then it does become asar. So the Pasha Pshat, Rashi is putting together Balichaim and Mechuber. That's the Rambam says. It's one and the same thing. They're both exactly the same halach of Ein Bot Tvisas Yaralim. And that's what Rashi and Tosfos hold. It's not the same. Rashi and Tosfos distinguish that Tikruvis to a Balichaim does become Asa. Tikruvis to a Mechuber does not become Asa. Rashi and Tosfos both agree to that, that it's not the same. So this simple reading in the Gemara is not like them. Simple reading is like the Rambam. And Rashi himself puts the two together, but again, to this then. Even though Balichaim don't become Aser, but Aydei Maisa does become Aser, like Mechuber doesn't become Aser, but Aydei Maisa does become Aser. The Rambam says, Aydei Maisa, Yesh Bo Tfisas Yaradam. If there's no Maisa, there's Ein Bo Tfisas Yaradam. Aydei Maisa, Yesh Bo Tfisas Yaradam. Yeah, I don't know what Rashi and Tosfos, how they understood the din. I don't know, they insist, they argue about the details, but they insist that the Balichaim and Mechuber are two different dinim, that they don't become us. So how does the Rav Huna say? Again, by the tiny letter Dalet from the Ayin Mishpat, Hoyse ben mischaber butzel afnei avodah zarah, kim shushoch basimen echad asorah. Yeah, Rashi has a comment on this Gemara, and Tosfos disagrees. Rashi says, the only time you have to do shoch basimen echad to asa dov sheinu shaloi, if I bow down to your behema, I deify your behema, so it doesn't even become possible legabi hamizbech. Because Eidan Amos Adav Shein Shaloi, Tosfos in Yevamos on that pay base, the kash. So if you're cooking fleishiks and I walk into the kitchen, I pour milk into the fleishik pot, so Eidan Amos Adav Shein Shaloi, so it doesn't become Basa B'chalas. Tosfos says, no, the only time you apply the rule Eidan Amos Adav Shein Shaloi is when you need das. By Basa B'chalas, even if it fell in by itself, it'll become Basa B'chalas. But by Mishtachva Behema, that it should become Psula Legabi HaMizbech, Min HaBoka Lehotzias HaNe'evad, so it's only called Ne'evad if a person worships it, the Kavana, the Das. So my Kavana cannot relate to your animal. And he's Mishtachva Lo, HaMishtachva Lebehemes Chaveiro, Lo Yasor Afilu Lo Mizbech, Osama Mais Asor Afilu Lehedyu. Kavana, my Kavana cannot relate to your Behema. But also by Maisa, then it relates to your behema, and it even asks it lehedyot, not just lagavaya. So again, so Rashi says on this, on the first member, Amar Rav Huna, Hoyz b'hem schaver, butza lefnei avodah zarah, then you need shochet ba. What if, who here bitza? What if your animal was standing up on its four legs, and I take your animal, I pick it up and I turn it upside down because I want to shecht it. Normally, the way they always shecht it for so many generations was they would turn the animal upside down because you have to be careful to cut from here. If you cut the mefrekas first, he made it a trefa. You have to cut first the cut and then the ration. You have to cut like this. So that's usually hirditza. I pick up the animal, I turn it upside down. Now in America, because of the Tzad Balei Chaim organizations, so they force the Jews to shecht to do shechita me'uma. They have the animal standing up, and the shechet has to shecht upside down. They say that they claim that that minimizes the tzav bal chaim. So the shach writes in Yeridaya that that's a problem of drasa. You're going to shecht upside down. The neck, the animal may decide to push its head down. The animal pushes its head down, so just there's no kerach gavra. And even if it would be considered kerach gavra, there's no fiddling back and forth. The animal is going to push its head down, is going to make a drasa. So now, in order that it shouldn't be the problem that the shach points out, so they have the animal's head is caught. The animal is standing up, erect. The animal's head is caught. It can't move in any direction, and it can't move down either. So then it's just exactly the same, shechting upwards or shechting downwards, exactly the same. The Yad Gemar, that is mutar l'chatchila to shech mel mata l'mailo. If there's no chashash of drasa, there's no chashash that there won't be any kerach gavra. So that's what they do in America now. They do the shechita upside down. So again, so Rashi comments on the Gemara. Why does this ahas behemes chaveru levrutza lefnei avodah zarah? It's already revrutza. So then you have to have also b'maisa. What if who here beats her? I took the behemah and I turned it upside down and I put it like that. Then even ishtachvala warasa. Then you wouldn't need shachat bapurta. Why? Because once you, the ganef, steal someone else's behemah in order to use it, here beats her who? So the ganef made a kinyan geneva. He makes a kinyan hagbah. And the kinyan geneva makes the ganef chai b'onsin. Even if an oinus will occur, the ganef will be held responsible. So since the ganef has a kinyan geneva on the whole animal, so it's no longer considered ein al mosa dovish ein shaloi. It's considered dovish u shaloi with respect to asering b'hanor. And Tosis is masik on the Rashi. Dibra maschei revutza. So Tosis says, Pirish b'kuntra islami boi amedis v'her bitza kinoa b'hagbom and asu shaloi. So then you don't need shachat b'purta. All you need is the if hishtach b'lo, will asa. So Tosis disagrees. Vein in there. Because when you do a hagbah, you just have a kinyan geneva. It's not a kinyan gomer. It's only a kinyan geneva le'inyan le'hischai b'yonsen. They write on the last line. Hi, why does the Gemara say hoitzo revutzo? So he says revutzo kamashmalon. It's a big achirish. Avgav d'leher bitzo v'le'osam ma'isa gorul kol kach nonetheless hasor. Even though he only shocha ba simen echad, and Rashi points out based on the Gemara, the simen echad is lavdavke simen echad. Shocha ba simen echad. Labadizara Asara is even Chatzi Simen, even less than Chatzi Simen. When you start to Shecht Labadizara, so the Redi Asas Bahano. So Tosis is Masig and Rashi. Tosis proves it from the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Hamanasa, Hamadame, Hamadame, Hamanasa. So the Mishnah says in Perek, in Perek HaNezokin, the Mishnah says Hamadame, Hamadame, Hamanasa, Bemezet Chayev. So the Gemara said that's called Hezek Shein and Nikar. If I'll be metame your truma, and I'll tell a guy I took a dead sheretz and I touched it to the truma and then I threw out the dead sheretz. They ask a guy, what did he do? Was he mopsed me? A guy say, no. Was he mopsed me? I'll wash it off. There's no hefsed. He touched with a dead sheretz. I'll wash it off. What's the problem? So that's called Hezek Shein and Nikar. In common sense, if you ask a guy in the street, he didn't do any hezek. But in halach it is a hezek, so that's a machlokes in the Gemara where the hezek shein and nikar is chayb in atar chayb in the rabbanim, and then the Gemara has the whole discussion. Why do you say that he's only chayb b'mezid b'shogeg is not chayb? So we paskin because hezek shein and nikar loish me hezek min atar is not chayb. It's only a mazik mid the rabbanim. So lo konsu shogeg to mezid. We paskin. We should really paskin mikar adin. That's what we had on shechet b'shabbos in the first parak. On Yudal and Amanav, the Gemara quoted the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yudah, whether you say Konsu Shogot Amezer or Lo Konsu Shogot Amezer. So Rav, when he paskin for the Balabatim, Rav's Balabatim were very ignorant, they were very not learned, they were in violation of many dinim. And he used to introduce many, many chumras for the Balabatim in order to get them up to par. But for the Bnei HaYeshiva, he paskin based on the Ikar Adin. So the Gemara says, the Bnei HaYeshiva, he paskin the Ikar Adin that Lo Konsu Shogot Amezer. For the Balabatim, he felt he has to be machmer because they weren't observant. So you see, Mikar Adin, we paskin lo konsu shogot amezit. So the same thing over here. That's the way we paskin on the Mishnah. Hametame v'hametame v'hametasech b'mezit chay b'shogig pata. Why? Because it's only a chay echi of midrabbanon. Because the hezi shein nikolosh mehezik, and they only made him chay because kadesh shelo yehek kol echad v'elach echad v'echad. You shouldn't go around to be mazik people. So that only makes sense to make the panel to be mazik. The low kansu show got the mazik. That's how we pass them. The other opinion in the Gemara holds hezik shein nika shmei hezik ben atoira. He is chayiv. And if he's chayiv ben atoira, then odamud liyona be mishaygik be mazik. So why did they pat to him if he was mazik him be shaygik? So the Gemara comes up with the whole reason. Kadeshi odienu. He'll be afraid to tell. If he was metame, medame, menasech, the other fellow's property, the other fellow's truma, he was metame, medame, and menasech the yain. If he was menasech et b'shege, he'll be afraid to tell the other guy because it'll be odamud li'olam. So they made a hefke bez and hefke, they said, in order to encourage the odam amazik b'shege that he should tell the balabos that he shouldn't violate the yisurim, they she'elech li'odienu. So they said, don't worry, if you're only metame, medame, menasech et b'shege, so they won't hold you responsible, you won't have to pay. Kadeshi Odiyana. But we don't have to paskin like that. We paskin that Hezek Sheni Nika Lashmei Hezek. And the only reason why you have to pay is Midirabbanon. As a Knas Midirabbanon. And Lo Kansu Shogot Amazed. And it corresponds to what the Rab paskin that Yudalev and Aleph. That Lo Kansu Shogot Amazed, like Rab Meir. Lo Kansu Shogot Amazed for the Balbatim who is Machm. But for Bnei Yeshiva, we paskin like the Iker Adin. So Tosis quotes from that Gemara, HaMenasech. So the Gemara talks about Ein an Moshed Dov Shein Shaloi. How can you be Menasech? Ein an Moshed Dov Shein Shaloi. So the answer is because he did a Maisa, because he poured the wine. What do you have to come on to? He poured the Maisa, HaMenasech. When he picks it up, he made a Kinyan Geneva on it already. So once he made a Kinyan Geneva, according to Rashi, you don't apply the rule of Ein an Moshed Dov Shein Shaloi. So Tosis says that whole discussion in the Gemara about Menasech, that you have an isha of ein almos debshinoi, ein shaloi, is it tiyufta de Rashi? That's what Tosafot writes, revutzo. Dibra mascha revutzo, an mem amad al pirsh, bekuntus Rashi says, if higdiyo of the herbitzo, so kinoa behagboa benasu shaloi. It's not nasu shaloi, legamre. It means it has a kinyi ganevi. That's what Tosafot writes on the last line. It's only kind of loy lehischai beyonsen. It's not benegir to this. So Rashi also knows that. The Ganav gets a Kinyan Geneva, a Kinyan Gzela, that is Chai Beyonsen, and Rashi holds Kinyan Gzela is enough to declare Odom Oysa Dobashu Shaloi. It's no longer called Dobashen Shaloi, Kinyan Geneva is enough. So Tosa says, Vein and Nirin, the Chiyagbiya Nami Lokon Dolinish, and they quote Beferish, that the Gemara has the whole discussion, Lakamon on the next daf. The Gemara talks, how can you say, Ein on the most Dobashen Shaloi, Menasech Yayin? So Tosa says, what was the Kasha by Menasech Yayin? He picks up the wine, and picks up the wine and made a Kenyan Hagbah. So according to Rashi, once you make a Kenyan Hagbah, so you already chayv beyonsen, and that's enough to be considered Odom Oysa Dov Shein Shaloi. So Tosis claims that you see from the whole Hemshech discussion, the seventh line from the top, Mem Aleph and Aleph, see Beferish from the Gemara not like Rashi. Kenyan Gzela is not enough. Then Tosis has a comment on this Loshon. Why does it say Revutzo? The Rashi says, if herbitza, then it's called Dobashu Shaloi, so he can be Mishtachavelo in Asa. It'll become Pasal La Mizbeach. It won't become Pasal La Hedya, it'll become Pasal La Mizbeach. And Tosis disagrees that if herbitza just has a Kinyan Geneva, it's still called Einan Amosa Dobashu Shaloi. That was the comment that the Machleg is Rashi and Tosis on the word Revutza. Then Lifnei Avodas Kacham is very strange. If your behemoth, if I shech the behemah as the kruvis to avodah zarah, the getchke has to be, the totem pole has to be here in the same room. I have to shech it in front of the avodah zarah. What if the avodah zarah is in India somewhere, and this meshugana here in New York subscribes to that religion, and he says, I'm shechting this l'shem tikruvis for the getchke in India? So Tosis thinks for sure everyone would agree. They don't think there's even a machlokes satanoim. Our next daf, there's a machlokes satanoim if you're menasech yayin shelo b'fnei avodah zarah, whether the yain becomes asa or not. But Tosis thinks that's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The Gemara says it. Around 10 lines from the top, Kitanoi, Amem Aleph, Amen Aleph. But the Machloek Zatanan, Ovi Kacham Shinisach Yenu Shal Yisrael, Shalob B'fnei Avodah Zarah. The Gemara doesn't want to talk about a Jew pouring yain in Avodah Zarah. Same thing. Doesn't make a difference. A Jew or a guy. So if it says, if someone is menasech yayin shaloi b'fnei avodah zarah, asara. That's how we paskin. You're menasech the yayin, I'm pouring the wine l'shem avodah zarah. The avodah zarah is in India, so we paskin that it becomes us. And these two tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbava, matir masu b'nei shnei dvarim. One of the reasons was If you do nisach not with avodah zarah, it does not become asur. So this case is right here on Mem Amud Aleph. Gemara here is talking about shoychet behema as to kruvis avodah zarah. The Gemara says hois b'emes chaver revutza lefnei avodah zarah. So you might get the mistaken impression that if you shecht the kruvis to an avodah zarah, that's not here. The avodah zarah is in India. So you get the impression as if it doesn't become Asabano. At least according to that Tana, Rabbi Ben Bavar, Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseris. So he says, no, that machleik is only on Nisach Hayayin. When you shecht behema for Avodah Zarah, nobody ever came up with such an idea. It has to be Bifnei Avodah Zarah. I say, how come here he says, Hois Behem Schaver Vutza Lefnei Avodah Zarah? What's the significance of mentioning Lefnei Avodah Zarah? So he says, it's Lavdavke just Lerbusa Nakte. It's really Lomala Velomori. It just says, how do you know that he's shechting l'shem avodah zarah? Let's say there happens to be a getchke here. I'm shechting, I have my yarmulke and my payas, I say, brach ala shchit, and I'm going to shecht it. I'm not shechting l'shem avodah zarah. The avodah zarah is right over here. I'm shechting not l'shem avodah zarah. So that does not make it into tekrubis, just because there happens to be an avodah zarah. What if there is an avodah zarah, and then again, I say, brach ala shchit, and I have my yarmulke and I shecht it. It doesn't become tekrubis automatically. It says maybe if it's behema lefnei avodah zarah and I'm a mumal avodah zarah and I shecht without a yarmulke, without saying baruch hashem kadosh shalom tzavut tzavanu, and I shecht and I don't say why I'm shechting, so maybe then it's self understood that it's l'shem tekrubis. Maybe that's why the Gemara says ha'is b'hem chaver vutzel lefnei avodah zarah shochet b'simen without saying shochet b'bistoma. Since I'm a mumal avodah zarah and it's bifnei avodah zarah, you put two and two together, the Tosafot says maybe that's what he means. If it's bifnei avodah zarah and shochet stam, then you assume that it's l'shem tekrubis. But who had the nami if the avodah zarah is the other side of the globe? And he says explicitly, I'm shechting this as tekrubis, so that avodah zarah, it is mitzvah. The only machlokes on the next daf is only by nisach hayayin, sholei bifnei avodah zarah, whether rasas or not. But by tekrubis, the Tosafot says it doesn't make a difference. So that's the Gemara's chiddush, that if also b'maisa asara, a double chiddush. Number one, balechai man asaram lehedyo tefasa b'maisa, just like mechuber is also lehedyo tefasa b'maisa. That's the Rashi quoted from Avodah Zarah Dafnam Dalet. And the second din, ein al mosa dobi shein ashoda, is only b'machshove. I designate your thing, I bow down to your getchke, and I designate it as Avodah Zarah. You never designate, I designate it as Avodah Zarah. So my bowing down only asks if I have machshava the shem on his own. My machshava doesn't relate to your property, unless I also ba ma'isa. If I do a ma'isa to it, then my machshava does relate. So those are the two chidushim. Also ba ma'isa, balechaim can become nesa, just like mechubi can become nesa, and al yidei ma'isa, my machshava can relate to your property if I did a ma'isa on your property. And the ma'isa can be a ma'isa called or even simen echad. And the Gemara Rashi quotes from the Gemara even chatzis sim. Doesn't even have to be a simen echad. So the Gemara is going to ask on that. How can you say that simen echad is enough, even chatzi simen is enough? There seems to be a brisa that contradicts it. So I believe that tomorrow we'll have to start from the last four lines on the daf. Again, tomorrow I'll give the shiur at 12:35 till 2. And then Thursday we'll go back because tomorrow the program is earlier. And Thursday we'll give the shiur at, again, at 1:05. Believe that up.